I'm joined by Rafa Honigstein to talk about the three stages of Klopp. Rafa's written an excellent book about Jürgen called Bring the Noise. But there's one part. I love the Jürgen mythology. I love the Jürgen history. I love the Jürgen reality. But there's one part of the Jürgen mythology that's never quite sat right with me, and it's the actual origin story. It's this idea that as though the people who made the decisions at Mainz just almost threw all the players' names into a hat and stirred them round, and Jürgen's came out and everyone got lucky. That's not true, is it? They must have known the study he'd done, the personality he was, the work he's done. You don't just stumble onto one of the greatest managers in football history. You've got to have a bit of a sense you've at least got a good one.
Well, they had an instinct, they had a hope, I think, that it might work. But it was born out of this bad experience with a variety of managers who could not coach the team the way that Mainz wanted to be coached. They'd had this experience of this transformative manager called Wolfgang Frank, who's taken Mainz from being constant relegation battlers to suddenly playing for promotion with revolutionary football, back four, pressing, stuff that was sort of witchcraft in the mid-90s in Germany. And Christian Heidel, the CEO, hires other managers and wants them to play that same way. But because Mainz cannot hire, you know, the world's best manager, or Johan Cruyff, they have to find Austrians or Swiss, somebody who are vaguely familiar with the concept, but for whatever reason, it doesn't work out. So Heidel at one point thinks this team has become uncoachable because they've used to this specific way of playing, which is so ahead of the curve, and whatever manager I can bring is still behind the curve. So what do I do? So the logical, or perhaps slightly foolhardy, suggestion was, if we can't find a coach to coach the team, can we find a player to coach the team?